Heritage Center, 701 Southeast Grand Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at KBOO.FM on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to thank the restaurants that have donated food today, providing breakfast. Marcy Baking, located at 1625 Southeast Bybee Boulevard, using local ingredients, proudly serving the Portland and Seattle markets. Providing lunch today was Nell Centro, located at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue, serving food rooted in French and the Italian Riviera, with outdoor dining and private banquet rooms available in the heart of downtown. Providing dinner today was Sin Yai, 3384 Southeast Division. Sin Yai Noodles, Puk Puk Restaurant's noodle shop, specializes in Kuwaitiao, the noodle dishes of Thailand. Open daily at 11:30 a.m. More info at pukpukpdx.com.
Welcome to Wednesday Morning Talk Radio here on KBOO, right here in Southeast Portland. My name is Paul Rowland, and we are on a runaway train. How do we get off? That was Elizabeth Gilkison. Her recent album, don't actually have the name of that, but I'm sure you can find out. And we are going to be talking about oil trains and coal barges and related issues hitting communities all over this country and right here in Portland and to the north of us up in St. Helens and Columbia City. And our guest to talk about that this morning is Paulette Lichatovich. I'm sorry, Paulette.
Lichatovich.
I was actually going to say Lichatovich, but then I thought it would be Americanized and pronounce the CH. Okay. So you and your husband have been living in the Northwest for 48 years and in Columbia City for 14.
Yes.
And as you say in your bio here, Columbia City is about an hour drive northwest of Portland, more north than west, because Columbia makes that big northward turn there, just west of the city here. And you've been a member of the Columbia County Planning Commission for 9 years and volunteer for community nonprofits, You're a retired small business owner working 18 years as a co-owner of a fisheries research consulting company and 2 years as a sole proprietor manufacturing and marketing of cloth bags. So that's you, at least a very snapshot of you. I wanted you to start out, just describe, you're living out in Columbia City, describe your community. Tell us about it, who live here in Portland or elsewhere who maybe don't know about it.
Okay, Columbia City is 1 mile past St. Helens on Highway 30. We're a small city right on the Columbia River. We don't have a business district. We have a small post office, and we have the Caples Museum, and it's owned by the Daughters of the American Revolution. We have a small beach in the city here. We have a city hall and a rec center and a gas station. And we have, it's a lovely community right along the river and then up on a hill overlooking the river. The Highway 30 divides the city, as well as the train tracks divide the lower part and the upper part of the city.
Mm-hmm. And, so you got these train tracks running right through town.
Right.
And so that's going to be a big part of our conversation today. We've actually got, you know, a couple topics. We were talking, when we talked on the phone to prepare for this show, we were talking about Catherine Mader's interview on KABU with Roberta Hall last week that a lot of people were impressed with. I thought it was a very excellent interview myself. And, of course, Catherine Mader was the fired former chairwoman of the Oregon Transportation Commission, who was fired by Governor Kitzhaber, who himself is in some political difficulties at present. And she was fired, well, I don't think there was a, it wasn't given as the reason, but a lot of people believe that she was fired because she nixed the Port of St. Helens application for a $2 million grant to help a coal export project. And recently she came out more publicly here in the Oregonian. Rob Davis, shout out to Rob Davis, by the way. He's been doing a lot of really good reporting on a lot of these issues. Said that she believed the port's application for a $2 million grant to help a coal export project was fraudulent, an attempt to deceive the state into awarding the money, she said. So obviously she's more free to speak her mind since she was fired. Anyway, so that's an issue. St. Helens is just south of you. And so the coal export, the proposal by Amber Energy for a coal export terminal is one issue that affects your area. And the other issue is the coal trains issue with the already functioning Port Westward facility. So let's
Well, actually, it's oil trains.
Oil trains. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Yes, it's the oil train that there is a oil terminal at Port Westward, which is near Clascanine.
Which is much further down river and to the north and west of you.
That's correct, yes.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say that Columbia County has frontage on the Columbia River for 51 miles, so we're a bit unique in that respect. And Highway 30 and the rail line travels most of that way in close proximity to the river. So it is unique in that respect. And so at Port Westward, they are currently unloading and transloading Bakken crude oil onto barges, which are then dispersed to Cherry Point or Cherry Point, Washington, to a refinery, or down into Southern California to a refinery. And the proposal is for the Amber Energy Project, they would barge coal from the Port of Morrow down the Columbia River to Port Westward, where it would be transloaded onto Panamax ships, and then it would be shipped to China.
So all these things are already or potentially going to increase dramatically both traffic on the river and on the rails. And so these are issues that, obviously impact your communities there along the river.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And we're going to have to go to a break here real quick, but we've sort of set a little bit of the stage. And when we come back, we're going to get a little deeper into these issues and invite your calls as well.
Okay. So,
oil trains and coal trains and noise and dirt and filth. Oh, my. KBOO will carry this to your hearts. We will make clear to you here at KBOO the dangers of this weird attempt to use fossil fuels in an environment where any amount of heating of the atmosphere is insane. And you'll hear it here on KBOO because of people just like you who make contributions to this station. Paul Rowland is doing an excellent job. We all try to do our best. We're all volunteers, tiny staff. Won't you keep us on the air? Won't you keep the fight going? Won't you make our heroic efforts ever more powerful? 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You make the call, and the call includes how much you can afford to give. It could be a little, it could be a lot. We need your help, and we need it now. 877-500-5266, or online in the privacy and secrecy of your own home. KBOO.FM. That's KBOO.FM. You know, this station really does exist because people just like you want it to exist. The fact that you're listening today is proof of that. Most of you, many of you, know that we are nonprofit, that our staff is skeletal and volunteer and poor, and that we, all of us who are on the air, pretty much are volunteers. Won't you help us keep this station alive, keep the struggles that we're engaged in, the environmental efforts, the efforts for social justice, the attempts to limit the power of gross money? Won't you help us do that by making a contribution to KBOO right now? 877-500-5266. And by the way, there's no rule that doesn't say you could make a contribution after you made a contribution and one after that. Hey, you know, money's money. 877-500-5266. I said that too fast. 877-500-5266. And once again, online, KBOO.FM. You make a contribution, the station prospers, the news gets out, the music gets out, the power of KBOO becomes more and more manifest in a world ever more creepy. I'll say that, at a world ever more creepy. We are the rational voice, and we are trying desperately to make the struggle work for all of us, to make us feel empowered, and to make the whole thing a big, wonderful deal. I got to thank Gail, Rick, Lily, David, who's a new member. These are all in Portland, and Bob in Forest Grove, and Shelley Ray in Salem, and Lorraine in Oregon City, and Carinta, I think it is, yes, who's a new member. These are the people who right now, right this minute, saw the advantage, saw the importance, and made the call that makes the station exist. 877-500-5266.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Hey, welcome back, Paul.
Yeah, so, that's the number. And, anybody who's heard about something that you was very passionate about, or live out in a community that's affected by one of the issues that we talk about here on KBOO that you feel empowered by, this is not something to be taken lightly or taken for granted, the fact that this station exists and that we do take on these issues. So please give us a call at that number, 877-500-5266. And let's get back to our conversation again with Paulette Lekatowicz, who's out in Columbia City. And we started talking about these two issues that their community are facing, among no doubt many others, the oil trains and the coal export, the oil export facility and the coal export facility at two ports, Port Westward up in Klatskanai and the coal facility at Port of St. Helens. So, obviously your community there, you said it's intersected by a rail line and you're right on the Columbia River. So obviously you are very close to these transportation routes, the whole inflow and outflow of goods is a big part of your lives there, obviously.
Yes, it is. And I'd like to clarify one thing that's confusing. I could back up a minute and say that the Port of St. Helens is actually a port district, and their offices are located here in Columbia City. So their title is the Port of St. Helens. Their offices, administrative offices, are here in Columbia City. And then they have six industrial parks, plus the Spruce Airport, and then they have a marina that's the Spruce Bay Marina for fishermen and recreation. So Port Westward is one of the industrial parks that the Port of St. Helens owns, and that is where the two terminals are. The the Port Westward is about 2,300 acres in size, and there's a potential for a lot of expansion out there, but right now what we're facing is the oil terminal and the increase in traffic along the train tracks in Columbia County. The rails here were built in the early 1900s, and they are needing a lot of upgrades, and they have done that over the past couple of years through Connect Oregon funding. They've replaced rails and ties to make it safer, yet these unit trains are hauling the Bakken crude oil that's highly volatile, and the unit trains consist of upwards of 110 tanker cars, which poses a problem in many respects, in that it's dangerous for the close proximity to schools. There are seven schools between Scappoose and St. Helens in close proximity to the rail tracks, and they are within the blast zone should there be a derailment and explosion. And that's one of the really critical things to understand, is that there are residents and businesses and school children that are being put in danger by the unit trains traveling so close, as well as traffic congestion and the lack of sidings. There's potential for 50 unit trains per month to travel out to Port Westward, and we have inadequate sidings for the trains to pull over and let the other trains pass. And then we have other commodities that travel along the rails here, including logging trains. So it's a cumulative effect of the train traffic that we're facing. And then the coal barging from the Port of Morrow is the other issue. And that terminal is out there at Port Westward also. And the Connect Oregon funds, again, are being used to remodel the dock at Port Westward so that the Panamax ships can come in there and the coal can be unloaded from the barges and loaded onto the Panamax ships and taken to China.
So there's a lot of information here, and we are in our membership drive, and actually we're going to have to hold off a few minutes on our membership drive because we have a special call in right now from actually someone who's out at the Port of St. Helens Commission meeting. So let's go to that call right now. Hello, is this Nancy Ward?
It is. Good morning, Paul.
So so tell us what's going on out there this morning.
Well, this morning it's a full parking lot. We've, let me see, I would guess we've probably got about 50 cars here. I don't know if they've all come for the meeting, but I'm sure a good portion of them have. There's a bunch of people standing out here with signs. Apparently, they're going to be going into the meeting, protesting in front of the commissioners. And hopefully, we're getting the word across that we really don't appreciate the fact that everyone in our county has been tarred by this experience of having our port commit fraud. And that's basically the way we see it. There is really, that's a very strong word to use, but there's really no other word that suffices.
So
they lied and they committed fraud in order to get money that they don't deserve.
But we're going to have to back up because I briefly alluded to that, you know, the issue that Catherine Mader was talking about. So refresh our listeners' memories about what exactly you're referring to.
Well, I'm referring to the fact that Connect Oregon offers money for non-highway projects. And in order to qualify to receive that money, a project has to be shovel-ready, meaning it has to have all the permits. And our project did not have the permits. It also has to have matching funds. Our project does not have matching funds. And so in order to submit the paperwork and in order to qualify, they had to lie because they do not have the permits and they do not have matching funds. Why would someone do that?
And this has to do with the coal barge proposed operation.
That is correct. It's money to improve a dock at the Port of St. Helens in order to allow Amber Energy to use the dock for transfer of their coal.
And this is the issue that people think that Catherine Mader was fired by Governor Kitzhaber because she nixed that application for a $2 million grant.
And now that is correct.
And we're hoping to have her call in. I'm not sure that will be possible. What are you asking? What are you hoping to get out of, your protest, your presence at the Port of St. Helens Commission meeting this morning?
Well, I think one of the things that would be the first step in the right direction is to admit that the application that they submitted was totally based on false information. That has to be the number one thing. Somewhere along the line, somebody has to be committed to the truth. So following that, it would seem appropriate. I can't think of any other move that could be made other than to fire the executive director of the port, Patrick Trapp, who is the person responsible for submitting this. And frankly, we would also like to see the commissioners of the port resign because the buck stops with them and they must have had this paperwork passed by them before it was submitted. And if they approved this project knowing that they did not qualify, then really there's no other action they could take other than to resign.
So real quick though, is a decision going to be made upon this application this morning? Is that what you're saying?
No. The decision was made to put it back in the pot, let's say, of money that still exists. The project was turned down once, but somehow it miraculously reappeared in the remaining funds that are still available to be used. How that happened is a really good question. And in order for it to get approved, they had to fire Catherine Mader because she was very public about the reasons that she voted against the project to begin with. She didn't vote against it for any ideological reasons. It wasn't because of the product. It wasn't because it was coal. It was because they did not qualify to receive the funds. She was doing diligence. She is the person that needs to be lauded. She's the person that we all need to applaud for bringing this to our attention.
Okay, we're going to have to go. So, Nancy, are you involved with a particular organization? Or
I am. I'm president of a group called Clean Columbia County. And we actually formed 2 years ago strictly for the purpose of fighting coal. But then, of course, we no sooner got coal than we got crude oil, and we keep falling down this rabbit hole of finding one more problem after another, and the culmination is the fact that we're finding that our officials at the port are not people that we can trust.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that live report from out in Columbia City at the Port of St. Helens Commission meeting, about to get started, and I guess y'all are going to go in there and see what happens.
Yes, yes, it's going to be a very interesting meeting.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Nancy Ward.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And this is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio. I'm your host, Paul Rowland. I have a guest on the line from Columbia City talking about oil trains, coal barges, and fossil fuel export projects. We are in our membership drive, and we have Joe Uris. Hello, Joe.
How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well.
Listen, I want to remind people that this station exists because of their generosity. And right now, we're in a, you know, we're in a kind of a begging, whining mood. But it isn't necessary, it shouldn't be necessary for us to beg or whine, because everybody listening to you right now, everyone who's listening to you, everyone who listens to music, everyone who listens to all of the excellent programs on KBOO, knows that it's volunteers who do the programming. This is authentic radio. People do it because they care. There's no career choices here, and we have a very small skeleton staff. But right now, we need you, all of you out there, to make a contribution. I know you've done it before, but now it's time to do it again. 877-500-5266. I want to repeat that number. 877-500-5266. And of course, on the internets, oh, the internets, the wonderful, wonderful internets, KBOO.FM. You know, I've been around here for a while, and I've seen all kinds of stuff. I've done even commercial radio. And I know that this is a unique resource, and I know that it can only survive because of volunteer efforts, because of contributions by people just like you. Now, you know, we don't get any corporate sponsorship. We don't get any vast sums of money from the government, or any government for that matter. We're on our own. Our skeleton staff, I think, are actually very much underpaid. I really believe that this volunteer effort, this authentic effort to reach out and to become a community, is crucial in these very weird times. These are the times of global change, of global warming. These are the times of dangerous wars. These are the times of civil rights challenges. And these, precisely because of those things and many others, these are the times when you need to make as much of a contribution as you can financially afford to KBOO. How do you do it? Well, you pick up your telephone and you either dial or push buttons to go to 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or, hey, on the internet, KBOO.FM. Both work. Both are excellent opportunities. We got some folks standing by here to take your calls. And, you know, whatever you can give, whether it's $20 or $2,000, imagine $2,000, you know, $20, $200, whatever you can afford, will make this station continue on. And really, it only flies by our wings. All of us lift it. All of us move it. All of us make it possible for you to hear the best in music, the best in public affairs, the best in news. Right here on the radio, you can drive and hear it. You can go a lot of places and hear it, and you can do it on the internet anytime. 877-500-5266. And remember, you can also do it, as I say, on the internet, KBOO.FM. This is a difficult time historically, but then when isn't it? And this is a time of great challenge, and we all know how important communication is, how a central organization that can reach out through the airwaves can make an enormous difference. And for 46 odd years, we've been doing exactly that. And we really, really, as a station, believe in what we're doing. You need to help us do it. All you need to do is give money. Money, I know, is scarce, but money is what makes the world go round. Famous Belgian song. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or online, KBOOFM. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Well, you know, we'll do this once every few months, but this is one of those important opportunities, and it really is about you and about your efforts to join us. And by the way, you could volunteer down here. You could come down here at 20 Southeast 8th, just off of Burnside, and discover for yourself the palatial mansion that is our home. Ugh. Well, it works, and that's what's important, and it's getting better and better equipment because of people just like you reaching further and further, making a dent in the craziness of our age. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or on the internet, within the privacy and secrecy of your own life, KBOO.FM. You just hit the little tip jar up on the right-hand corner, and boom, they'll tell you how to make a contribution to the station. By the way, we can take your money from the bank with your permission, of course. We can do any amount, $5, $10, or whatever. And I guarantee you, and this is no nonsense, that you will not notice the difference. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, maybe you'll have to give up a latte or some damn thing. But the fact of the matter is, you'll feel better. The station will survive at a stronger level. And all of us will be enriched by your effort. So, without further ado, let me just ask you, can you give whatever amount you can give right now to KBOO? 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And of course, on the internet, KBOO.FM.
And we're back. And thank all of you who have supported us. If you haven't, feel free to go to that number or go to our website. And thank you for standing so patiently by, Paulette.
Oh, sure.
With Paulette Likatovic from Columbia City, and we're talking about oil trains and oil export terminal at Clatskanie. And I apologize for my lack of geographical awareness. I get confused between the Port of St. Helens and anyway, so as you said, both the proposed coal export facility and the existing Port Westward oil export facility are located there in Clatskanie.
Yes.
And so we got that figured out, which is about halfway to the coast. Is that right? Between you and...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. And so you work with the Columbia County Planning Commission. So, you know, there's so all these layers of government, of regulatory agencies. You know, I've talked last week about the... liquefied natural gas issue and the propane issue. And there you've got the Port of Portland, you've got the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, you've got the state, you've got, it's a lot for any citizen to try to come to grips with. But, you know, you're their position, you're a longtime resident. And as you said, you're actually involved in the Planning Commission. So, you know, how does your work, can you talk about that at all? Or is that just like a totally separate part of your life? Like working with the Planning Commission, because obviously the Planning Commission deals with issues of, you know, long-term, you know, how to deal with issues involving the land and structures and livability. And so obviously you know, that's part of how you approach your life as someone who lives there in Columbia City, yeah?
Right. And the Planning Commission is a voluntary position. And the work of the Planning Commission is based on the applications that are made through the County Planning Department for various things. And one of them recently that I participated in was in 2013, there was a request for a zone change out at Port Westward. The Port of St. Helens had purchased some farmlands out there, and they wanted to rezone the farmlands to industrial. and that would have doubled the size of Port Westward. And the planning commission that I was on, we voted 5-1 to recommend to the Board of Commissioners that that not take place, that they not rezone the property. Then the application went to the Board of Commissioners, and they approved the rezoning. And then it went to LUBA, application went to LUBA, then LUBA remanded the application back to the county.
Mm-hmm. So
that's part of the function that of the planning commission. That's just one of the things.
So you just have basically advisory capacity.
Well, in some cases, in zone changes, we're just advisory. Mm-hmm. But in other applications, conditional uses, and other types of applications, we do make the decision. So in this particular case, it was just an advisory position that we held because it was a zone change. So it gets a bit complicated, but it is an important function. And there was lots of testimony before the Planning Commission in opposition to the rezoning of those ag lands to industrial. So it demonstrates that in Columbia County, that's one of the things that demonstrates that there is opposition to the heavy industrialization of Port Westward. And another demonstration of the opposition to the oil trains is that the three groups, we have three citizen groups here in Columbia County that have been working on these issues. And in October, November, December last year, we collected over 500 signatures and presented to the Port of St. Helens saying that we oppose dangerous oil shipments of crude oil through Columbia County by global partners, and we asked them to withdraw from their ongoing crude oil rail projects. And those signatures were presented to the Port of St. Helens, and no comment was made. The Port Commission did not make comment on those signatures, which was frustrating.
Okay, well, we have a caller on the line. Eric, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah. I used to work for a train crew transfer company called PTI, and we dropped crews off down at Camp Wet, Port Westward, and that's a marsh area, and those tracks were just laid across marshland. And that is the most unstable land you could possibly put a train on.
Uh-huh.
And you can't find it on Google Maps. It's totally hidden on Google Maps. It doesn't show up at all.
Okay. Is that your only comment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Paulette, do you have any feelings about that?
I know that Port Westward is surrounded by dikes. There's dike lands down there, so it protects the acreage down there from the Columbia River intruding and flooding onto that property. And there are considerable number of wetlands down there, so it is very possible that that's true.
Well, and obviously the possibility of floods and, you know, rising waters due to climate change, which in a bitter irony, is actually being hastened by the burning of the very fossil fuels that are continued to be taken out of the ground and refined and shipped all over the world and burned, and accelerating the process further. So I must be a concern to people too, that it's, you know, there's possibility of flooding, right?
Yes, I would think so.
So we got to go to another break real quick. So how long ago, when did this whole oil train issue come to your attention?
2012, I guess, is when they signed the lease with Global Partners. And up until that time, we were under the understanding that Port Westward was being promoted as a green energy center. And at that time in 2012, it flipped to coal and oil.
Green energy in what sense?
Well, they were doing, they were proposing biomass energy plants there, and they built an ethanol plant that they promoted as green energy. The ethanol plant never functioned as an ethanol plant. It was converted to Global Partner storage of the Bakken crude oil.
It's kind of a green Trojan horse in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a number of reasons that the ethanol plant didn't go into production. Markets and also the quality of the water system down there, I believe, was an issue in the production of the ethanol.
Okay, well, stay on the line again, Paulette. We're going to go to another break. Speaking with Paulette Likatowicz from Columbia City about issues of concern to them out there, including oil trains and the coal barging facility proposed for Clatskanie's ports. And my name's Paul Rowland, and you are listening to Community Radio, and we are in our membership drive, and we have one of our other weekly talk show hosts here this morning, Joe Uris. So, Joe, how are we doing out there?
Well, we're doing well, but we could be doing better. We can always be doing better, in fact. And right now, right this second, I want to remind people that in this pledge time, your contribution is crucial. If you've given already, give a little more. If you need to give, well, this is the opportunity. All you have to do, absolutely, unguaranteedly, is that a word? Guaranteedly, is to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And what Paul's pointing out to you is a very important issue in Oregon, a failure of the state to guard itself against pollution and against global warming. And this is something you won't hear in any other media resource to any extent. So you know how valuable this programming is, how key to your understanding of our modern world, of our local situation, as well as the world situation. And you know how important KBOO is to that. So won't you enable the station to continue on with its vast volunteer effort and its tiny staff to bring you the news, to bring you the truth, to bring you the opinion that makes a real difference, not to mention the music. 877-500-5266. Or if you want to do it quietly and on your computer, KBOO.FM. That's KBOO.FM. It's easy. It's fun. Our people are sitting here waiting for your call. Won't you make that exciting event happen? Won't you make a call to make a contribution? Any amount is always welcome. $5 from your bank account every month, $10 from your bank account every month, a straight out gift of $40, $50, $60, or $1,000. Well, we haven't had that yet. Won't you just do it right now? Call, make a commitment to the station, make it survive, make it thrive. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or on the internet, KBOO.FM. It's easy, it's fun, and you'll get to talk to some really neat people. So make a contribution today, 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
And we're back. And there are some logistical difficulties with doing talk radio during membership drive. I apologize for anyone who has wanted to call in. The number is 503-231-8187 because we've had a couple people on the phone, our guests on the phone calling in. It's been a little difficult to squeeze other callers, but we do have another caller on the line.
Good morning.
Garth, you're on the air.
It's Barth.
Barth.
Hello. There's a point that I've raised before on the radio, and I don't think your guest has heard it necessarily, but one of the big issues with coal transport and coal trains, etc., is that the coal that they're sending is relatively high in sulfur. And when sulfuric coal is exposed to water, like rain or splashing water in the river or mist or fog, it leaches out the sulfur and converts it into sulfuric acid. When the sulfuric acid is exposed onto the train cars, it erodes the metal, and the coal, as it's moving, if in an uncovered state, which most of it will be because of costs, it leaves particulates along its path. If when these particulates mix with river water or any water, they change the pH of the water very dramatically. And when the pH of the water changes dramatically, it affects the wildlife in the river. Specifically, fish and salmon smolts. If the concentrations are high enough, which isn't very difficult if the water is close to the river, is close to the rail tracks, or that the coal is openly transported in barges, it makes the pH sufficient to actually damage or destroy the gills of salmon smolts.
Okay, well, thank you, Barth. We've got to keep moving with the interview.
Sure,
because
fair enough. Good day.
Appreciate that. Just to make clear, we are specifically talking about barges in this case being shipped from Port Murrow way up the river down to Klatskanai down the river northwest of Columbia City, where our guest resides, and then, as she said, would be transferred onto ships and go out to the Asian market. So, you know, we've been talking a lot on KBOO, on my show and others, about this fossil fuel corridor, how rapidly these huge corporations are finding the opportunity to transport various kinds of fossil fuels, whether it's coal from the Powder River Basin or oil from the Bakken oil fields or potentially the tar sands oil fields of Alberta, Canada, or gas from Canada or from the Rocky Mountain states here in the United States, all are seeking outlets in mostly Asian markets. So I'm on the phone with Paulette from Columbia City, and she's been talking about these issues. So where are things at in terms of y'all's efforts to make an impact on some of these projects, and how can our listeners join in if they would like to?
Okay. Well, listeners can support Catherine Mader's effort to expose the method that Connect Oregon uses for dispersing funds to these projects. She has very clearly stated that there was a problem with this particular Berth 2 project at Port Westward, and she laid that all out in a clear manner. And so it's very clear that Connect Oregon needs to overhaul the process that it uses for handing out these funds to statewide projects. And the Oregon Transportation Commission was going to make the decision on February 19th for this Berth 2 project, but now they have canceled that. They've taken it off their agenda, so it's unknown when they will make that decision. I believe the reason that they took it off the agenda is because the governor needs to appoint a new commission member, the Oregon Transportation Commission member, because there's only four members now, and there's a possibility for a tie vote on this project. So there are three citizens groups in Columbia County, and two of the groups hold monthly meetings.
So one of them is Clean Columbia County, which we heard from Nancy Ward. What are the others?
Envision Columbia County.
Uh-huh.
And they meet on the first Sunday of the month, and that's at 12:30. And the other group is Klatskanai Forward, and that group is focusing on a number of different things, including establishing more opportunities for farmers to market their products, as well as what's happening with the coal and oil projects.
And if there's any contact information for any of these groups or for you yourself that anyone would like to give out publicly, would like to hear that after we come back from our last fundraising break.
Hey, okay. Good morning. You're listening to Paul Rowland, and he's talking about something you ought to be concerned about, which is the movement of coal and oil along the Columbia River, both in the water and on the rails, and how it will change the environment, poisoning it in many, many ways, and how eventually that coal or oil will end up in China or somewhere else where it'll be burned, adding to climate change. It is an issue of great importance, which we at KBOO consider worth talking about a lot. And if you care about this, if you care about the environment, if you care about social justice, if you care about equality of rights, this is your station. And to make it more yours, let's have you invest in it. Remember, we're all volunteers here. I'm a volunteer. They have a skeleton staff. And the fact of the matter is we exist because of people just like you. Won't you, right now, without further ado, grab your telephone, whatever kind of telephony device you have, and hit 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Having done that, one of our incredibly brilliant people will take your call, take your money, make your life better, and you'll feel so good. Suddenly, the skies will burst into sunlight, which is actually happening. And, whoever is your significant or whatever will be more significant, whatever. And all of that is promised to you by me. And why not? Won't you make a contribution and make this station more and more important in the life of the city, the state, and the world? 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm on the internet. This is something you need to do. This is something you know you need to do. This is a time to do it. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. Once you've done that, once you've experienced that incredible surge of energy that comes with a commitment of money to the station, your life will change. It will. It's just a phenomenon of truth. You will feel better. People will treat you better. Your car will run better. Your house will work better. Your heating bill will be reduced. Your life will be so much better. It will be a grand moment in everyone's life when you contribute to KBOO. This is not an exaggeration. This is not a prevarication. This is not a distortion. It's sort of a fantasy, but it's kind of true. You'll at least see the world better when you contribute to KBOO. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. It's your opportunity to share in this great station. By the way, you can come down here and see the palatial place that we operate out of, 20 Southeast 8th Street, just off of Burnside. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. Stop the coal train, stop the barges, stop the silliness that is dominating our world today with the truthiness and the absolute truth of KBOO. 877-500-5266 kboo.fm. More? I give you more. I'm going to repeat the numbers again because I realize that maybe you didn't catch them. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm.
And we're back, and we are in our membership drive, as you heard, and we do appreciate your calling in and supporting us to see the way we keep going here. We are a listener-sponsored radio station, so we depend upon our listeners, and we would like you to become members and join in, just as Paulette is talking about people joining in and becoming members of the various citizens groups that are active there. And I like to just remind people before we get back to our interview that this Friday is a Global Divestment from Fossil Fuels Day. And there will be an event at Portland City Hall at noon. So that's this Friday at noon, Global Divestment from Fossil Fuels. Join PDX, 350 PDX, and the Climate Action Coalition and other organizations who will be down at City Hall this Friday. And you can find out how to plug in. And, you know, Paulette, so there have been some protests. I've been asking you, you know, what point you're at, and you just mentioned what point you're at with the whole application, the funding for this coal terminal project from Connect Oregon, et cetera. And so there have been some protests blocking the tracks leading to an oil terminal near Clatskanie. That was a rising tide that carried it out a couple months ago. One person was arrested, and she's actually going to be going to court, I think this week at some point. I actually don't have that information on me. So where are things at with the oil trains?
Oh, you know, I would like to speak about, I'm not sure what you mean by that, where they're at with the
oil. Well, in terms of trying to, you'd mentioned when we were talking on the phone that there have been some responses towards safety issues in terms of the train cars themselves, the tanker cars, in terms of laying new track. But, you know, you're facing a rapid large increase in the number of trains per day that have a serious impact on the quality of your life there. And the basic issue of the existence of these oil trains themselves, which are increasing all over the United States, is really not called into question. And what sort of avenues do people have to actually challenge the transportation of oil by rail?
You can write, like we're always told, write your representatives. Senator Merkley's concern. We've been writing to Representative Bonamici and others about these issues, and they're well aware now of our plight down here. For a while, I don't believe that they had the information that they needed, and perhaps now they do have enough information that they can make a more informed decision when legislation or something comes out. But certainly keep writing to them about that and keep participating in these groups or join these groups. I wanted to speak a bit more about Clatskanie Forward and what some of the things that they're doing that's a bit different. Clatskanie Forward can be reached at clatskanieforward.blogspot.com, and some of the things that they do are they are cleaning up county roads and beaches. They have removed pickup loads. I don't remember the number of pickup loads of trash that they've collected in the past few months and taken to the dump at their own expense. They also have a newsletter, and they also have farm-to-table projects that they work on. And so the other two groups are EnvisionCC.org, so that's Envision Columbia County, and their website is EnvisionCC.org. And then Clean Columbia County's website is CleanColumbiaCounty.info. And there's lots of information on there about how to connect up with their meetings. And I don't know how much time is left here.
Just a minute, but I will link to those websites on our website. I know a lot of this stuff goes over the internet, and some of our listeners may not be on the internet, but patience. And people can call in also, possibly who don't have access to the internet, and leave your number, and I can hook you up to people directly.
Okay, thank you.
And where is this? So, you know, we didn't get a chance to really talk that much about the quality of life issues, how these long train cars actually impact your your lives by going through your the town day after day. We'd like to have talked a little more about that. But what are your last words for our listeners?
Get involved and pay attention to what's happening. People confuse oil and coal frequently, and just pay more attention and read the newspapers. We have three good newspapers in Columbia County. One of them is Class Canine Chief that does a good job of reporting what's happening out there at Class Canine. And in St. Helens, there's the Chronicle newspaper. And in Papoose, there's the South County Spotlight. They all do a good job of reporting what's happening locally. And they are very interested in reporting on these issues. And if you have concerns, write a letter to the editor.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Paulette Lukatowicz from Columbia City.
You're welcome. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Appreciate it. This is Paul Rowland. This is Wednesday Morning Talk Radio here on KBOO.
KBOO would like to thank the restaurants that have donated food today. Providing breakfast, Marcy Baking, located at 1625 Southeast Bybee Boulevard, using local ingredients, proudly serving the Portland and Seattle markets. Providing lunch today was Nell Centro, located at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue, serving food rooted in French and the Italian Riviera, with outdoor dining and private banquet rooms available in the heart of downtown. Providing dinner today was Sin Yai, 3384 South